あいうえおくら、あいうえおくられるよ。やろう。My name is, my name, this is Hiro Okura. Now is, Friday, June 13, 2008, 9:46 a.m. From Shimokitazawa in Tokyo. I will read New York Times news. Art review, heavy light, Japanese culture in vivid color. By Robert Smith. Published June 13, 2008. It was probably too much to accept the International Center of Photography to have two excellent groups shows of contemporary art in a row. Not many New York museums, especially small ones, manage that regularly, says THUS, heavy light, recent photography and video from Japan, coming after the dance, thought provoking from the archive. You just average, or a little less, by the center's own standards. Organized Christopher Phillips, a curator at the center, and Noriko Fuku, an independent curator from Japan. Heavy light feels a bit fun in, but with 13 artists, most of them in their 30s and 40s. It is the first large museum survey of Japanese photography in the country in decades. It contains some names that are huge. That new and worth knowing, and others that are familiar and worth remembering, and when all else falls, it provides at times inadvertently some valuable glimpse of Japanese life and culture today, including a tendency to prolong adolescence. One of its revelations is how much the artistic tradition of extreme artifice visible in everything from gold leaf folding screen and lacquer wall, bonsai garden and ikebana continues to cause the Japanese art crossing or mind-wing was reality. On the downside, the show has commitment and space problems. The catalog lacks a case making essay resorting instead to interviews with the artist, most then conduced by Mrs. Hook, as if the curators couldn't get involved enough to argue to their selections. Apparently because of a lack of world space, Masayuki Yoshinaga's extraordinary photographs of the ghost Lolita subculture, young women and occasional young men in hybrid get-ups, like ghost black pineapple is visible only one image at a time on a large data screen. This reduced their impact and their contribution to the visual energy of the show. If you want to see the Mr. Yoshinaga's image hanging on the wall, and a nomadic gallery run by Mako Wakasa is showing his work through Saturday, is small ground for a space at 139 Norfolk Street near Livingston Street on the Lower East Side. Heavy light drives between those photographers who include people in the image and those who don't. While fever have much higher rate of success. One of them, Naoya Hatakiyama, quietly gives the show its center of gravity with large color image. The push fairly lagged documentary subjects towards artifice. A photograph of a lime clay brush shows rock fragments hardwing outward in a nearly perfect orb. An image of Tokyo building taken from water level in a concrete water river, qualified as accidental cubism. A wall covered with 96 views of Tokyo taken from the top of high rise over 60 years shows a world captured with mostly gray buildings. Changing light seems to be the subject of the image, which sometimes are taken from the same location. But when you realize that the image have been taken years apart and they also recorded the city changing architecture in colorful but deserted image of entertainment district near Osaka, Naoki Kajitani shows the Japanese love of artifice in society to Todoraya sector is neon signs, advertising wing, or exotic dances and display, or pornographic magazine, or a shot of a long back red kiosk plastered with posters. Risaku Suzuki images rarely stress the human presence. Also, you feel it everywhere as the image takes you along roads and the deserted square as if on a kind of journey. The images are from Mr. Suzuki, continuing Kumano series and Chronicle and End of Water, End of Winter, Shinto Pilgrimage to a River Mountain near his hometown. The offendedness creates the scenes of motion, but it also weakens the individual images, which tend not to hold your attention. As a master of Ikebana, Yuko Nakagawa, who was born in 1918, had a long experience with the tension between nature and artificial, and back into photography file using it to document his work. His arrangements are temporary sculpture along curved areas. He leaf filled with rose petal like rice, like a carved knife buried deep in blood. A great ceramic stiletto by the ceramic artist Miwa Ryosan, house a fingered sat, a fruit that looks more like a skit than a lemon. The combination conjure a particularly grotesque version of the Cinderella story. Page 2 of 2. The whip of a fairy tale gone wrong become overwhelming in the rage. Gomi often bow and still up for by Miwa Yanagi. Hi. Now 14 minutes 35 seconds. I think finished this time. Now news is here. http://www.nyti-m-e-s.com/2008/06/138/ARTS/DESIGN/13HEAV.ATM attention question PAGEWANTED equal to end underbar R equal 1 end HP bye bye good luck I want to meet you recently. Goodbye.